The exhibition we have in the fall, it's called Star Power, Edward Steichen's Glamour Photography. It's part of Photo Focus, so we're happy to team with Photo Focus for part of the 80th anniversary celebration. But they are images, you know, photographs that were taken in the 20s and 30s and actually into the 40s. But it really evokes the era of when the museum opened in 1932. So it's a great tie-in with the 80th anniversary. And our fall jazz series this year will certainly pay homage to music of the 1930s. And we are planning a big anniversary party in November as well.
What's going to happen there?
We haven't worked out all the details, but we're thinking of doing a really kind of old Hollywood glamour party to really celebrate the anniversary and make it a fun event for the people of Cincinnati.
And before then, I understand that you are going to be a venue for some of the activities in the World Choir Games.
Yes, we will have a World Choir Games Friendship Concert on Sunday, July 8th at 2 p.m., We will have choirs from Brazil, the Czech Republic, and the United States. The performances will be in the tent, in the garden. It should be a really beautiful venue, and we're really just thrilled to be able to show off the museum to international visitors.
And what else does the Taft have planned for the exhibition year to come?
We have some really great shows coming up that really tie into kind of the history of the collection and the museum itself. As I said, we have the Star Power, Edward Steichen's Glamour Photography that opens in the fall. And then in the winter, we have an exhibition coming up that is African American art since 1950 from the David Driscoll Collection. And David Driscoll is a curator and an artist and a scholar who did a groundbreaking show in 1976 about African American art. And this kind of picks up where that left off and includes a lot of modern and contemporary African American artists, all different media. It's a great survey show of works, you know, since 1950. And then after that, it's hard to imagine, you know, next spring, but we will be having a show called Photographic Wonders, which is American daguerreotypes from the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, which is in Kansas City. There are landscapes, there are portraits, and then there's some really unusual photographs of laborers. You know, there's a photo of a dentist with his patient, and there's a tightrope walker, and there are pictures of animals, you know, sort of everything people take photos of today, people were taking photos of in the, you know, 1830s and 40s, just with this very elaborate method. And there's also an image of the Cincinnati waterfront.
Tricia Suit is manager of marketing and communications for Cincinnati's Taft Museum of Art, which celebrates its 80th anniversary in November. I'm Steve Hirschberg.